Always stay connected with 99.9% reliable Sky Broadband. Switch your home to Sky Broadband today. See sky.ie for more.
Oh my God. Ross, too laid back.
So I've brought Brian, Johnny and Leo to Marseille, you know, the one in France, for their very first European Cup final. It's like 24 hours before kickoff, or kick arse as I call it, and the excitement is already starting to build. We're sitting outside a little pizza restaurant, and I'm telling the guys what the four stars on their jerseys represent. In doing so, I end up giving them a pretty much score-by-score account of the finals against Leicester, Northampton, Ulster and Racing. It's genuinely hairs standing on the back of your neck stuff. People are always telling me I should do a podcast, and the guys are on the edge of their seats listening to it. Actually, that's not true. Johnny is standing behind Brian, and he's trying to force his face into his thin-crust quattro fromaggi pizza, while Leo is having an actual coughing fit after trying to snort the grated parmesan. That's when I hear a little voice at the next table go, "Daddy, who is the best player between Johnny Sexton and Johnny Wilkinson?" I sort of like chuckle to myself, the innocence of childhood and blah blah blah. I turn my head and there's a little boy, from the accent I'm going to take a punt and say Willow Park, sitting there with his old man. It's what his old man says back to him that ends up throwing me into a literally loop though. He goes, "Well, that's a matter of opinion." And I must end up pulling a face because the dude goes, "Sorry, do you have a problem?" I'm like, "Me?" And he goes, "Yes, you just said horse shit under your breath." Yeah, no, I may well have said horse shit under my breath. I'm just making the point that one of them is clearly a better 10 in every aspect of his game, including, like, leadership. Jesus, I would have thought that was basic. The dude goes, "Why don't you stay out of other people's conversations and look after your own children?" And as he says it, I turn my head just in time to see a flash of steel as Brian tries to stab Johnny in the head with a fork. I catch his wrist in midair. I'm proud to say that what I lack in parenting skills, I more than make up for in reflexes and hand-eye coordination. Suddenly I hear the old man's voice coming down the street like a fucking piano crashing down the stairs. He's like, "Kicker! And the chaps! Look at you all! I thought you said you weren't coming to Marseille, Ross!" "I'm there. That was just to throw you off the scent. I wanted to avoid bumping into you for as long as I could. But here we fucking are." He goes, "Well, I'm delighted you are here, because I have a little surprise for you." And he reaches into his inside pocket and whips out a sheet of A4 paper, which has been like folded in three. He hands it to me, and I open it out. "I bought it at a charity auction," he goes. "A mascot for the big day." I'm like, "A what?" "That's right," he goes, a Monte Cristo like a roll of wallpaper wedged in the V of his fingers. "It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to walk out with the great Leinster team at the world-famous Stade Velodrome." I'm like, "Whoa." He goes, €20,000 I paid for the thing." Of course, I have an obvious dilemma. I'm like, "Who's going to look after the kids while I do it?" The old man looks at me like he's just discovered the pilot flying his plane as a woman. "Ross," he goes, "I bought it for the children." "Oh, right," I go. "But hang on. It says here that this is for, like, one person."
"Does it?"
I'm like, "Dude, it's there in black and white." And then I look at the guys, pizza sauce smeared all over their faces. "Jesus. Which one is it going to be?" The old man goes,
"It's a real head-scratcher, Ross. I shall leave you to ponder it. I'm meeting the famous Hennessy for a few, well, Hennessys."
And off he basically fucks. I'm looking at the guys, their little, okay, made-up word, but expectant faces, and I'm thinking, how do I do this? Then I have a sudden idea. I'm there, "Okay, we're going to decide this with a quiz, guys. I'm going to ask you each three questions. Okay, Brian, nice easy one for you. I gave you the answer to this 20 minutes ago. Who scored Leinster's try in the 2009 Heineken Cup final?
Spain.
Brian goes. I'm like, no, Spain is a country, I'm pretty sure. I'll give you a little hint. He recently barred me from his boozer.
Fucking Spain.
He goes. I'm like, okay, wrong answer. Leo, your turn. In 2012, who became the first player to lift the Heineken Cup 3 times?
Fucking Spain,
he goes. Then the three of them start cackling. I'm there, come on, guys, I want you to take this seriously. Leo, you of all people should know the answer to this one.
Fucking Spain, Johnny shouts. Fucking pizza. Fucking fuck.
It would not be an exaggeration to say that my eyes start welling up in that moment. Because I realise that I should never have brought them here. And that's when I notice the dude and his son at the next table standing up to go. I'm like, hey, kid, what's your name? The kid goes, Hugo? All kids are called Hugo these days. It's not just Protestants anymore. I'm there. You're going to be the Leinster mascot tomorrow, Hugo. He looks at his old man in just like shock. It's a definite Ed Sheeran on the Late Late Toy Show moment. I'm there. You're going to walk out onto the pitch with Johnny Sexton and the guys. And I hand his old man the piece of paper. He gives it the old left to right.
This is unbelievably kind of you,
the dude goes. He obviously regrets being a dick to me earlier. I'm there. Hey, it'd be wasted on these three fuckwits. Be like taking a donkey to the Louvre. The dude goes,
thank you.
And I'm like, the answer to your question, kid, is simple. And after tomorrow, you'll never need to ask it again.
Never suffer the buffer again. Always stay connected with 99.9% reliable Sky broadband. Whether you're streaming on the sofa, gaming in the bedroom, or swiping in the bathroom. I said swiping. You'll never be without it. Switch your home to 99.9% reliable Sky broadband. Availability subject to location. Requires Sky Broadband Ultrafast. For more info, see sky.ie/speeds. 99.9% reliability based on time our broadband network works across our base.